All right, thank you. Well, our pledge drive continues to go forward. The co-chair of our pledge drive has been one of the people who's also been working very hard on getting people up to Cardigan, so we know that that's where Kate is this Sunday. But we do have David here to speak to us about the update on the pledge drive. David?
Good morning. So here we are again, gathered under this roof to share in each other's fellowship, to center ourselves in a tumultuous world, to be spiritual in our own way, together. Here are the friendly faces and the warm embraces, the usual suspects that are such a part of our cherished life together. Now, I don't want to stray into that age-old debate about whether Sunday is the end of last week or the beginning of next week. I know you're all a tolerant bunch and can accept the fact that the person sitting next to you may hold a view completely antithetical to your own. I do want to talk about something we can all agree on, and that is how special this place is. This church is an important part of our week, and it is a place worth supporting. And it is that time of year when our support must involve a financial commitment. On behalf of all of us, I would like to ask the rest of us if we could together support this place. In whatever way you are able, with the means at your disposal, we would like to pass the proverbial hat. We will pool our resources, sharing them the way we share so much else. But you know what? I'm preaching to the proverbial choir. You know how special this place is. That's why you're here. You already know we use that money to keep the lights on overhead, and to some extent, to keep the lights on in our hearts all year. Instead, I would like to talk to the procrastinators out there. Those folks among you, I'm thinking roughly 85, 90% of you, who just hold out to the end. And I speak to myself because, you know, I wrote this like an hour ago, right? I mean, come on, you know, there's a deadline, that's when things get serious. So I'm going to make my closing pledge message a top 10 list of the things you may be putting off. You may still be sitting on your Cardigan registration form. With St. Patrick's Day fast approaching, you may be wondering how you'll explain the Christmas tree in the den. You may not yet have made your donation to the goods and services auction, but there is still time. You may still be waiting for cheaper fares to get to Britain for the royal wedding, maybe a little late. If you're a PC person, you may not have gotten around to telling all your Mac friends that you were sorry way back when you said there was no way Apple was going to make it. You may be putting off reviewing the U.S. Constitution to find those phrases that say corporations are people and money is speech. If you find those phrases, let me know. You may still be putting off choosing which Republican presidential candidate to throw your support behind. You may be putting... See, that's perfect. You may be putting off your taxes because, well, who likes complicated paperwork? And finally, you may be putting off sending in your pledge. Even if you don't get around to the other things on the list, we do hope you will get around to that. Thank you and have a great week.
All right, thanks, David. Words well spoken, take heed.